camera.
Sorry, I'm just gonna put a full screen so it's bigger.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Inshallah, we'll quickly go over some of the things that are already done. In last time's session, we had talked about the sunnats of wudu and the mustahab acts. Those things that are not obligatory, farz nahi hai, lekin sunnat hai. So if quickly some brothers can mention few, not all of them, but what are sunnats of wudu? Can we mention one or two? Ji. Washing hands, okay.
Full masa,
yes, that's sunnat. 1/4 is farz, yes. Three times, yes, all the things, yes. Making niyat, okay. So there are all these things, remember this is there to implement, yes. Who else can add more? There was about 15 that we mentioned, okay, doing khilal of the fingers, and yes. Yes, the neck is, some have said mustahab, some have said sunnat, so do masa of the neck part when we go like this. all of these things, yes, the ears as well, inshallah. So if we cannot memorize that, at least in our practice, jab karte hain us waqt to kam az kam yaad ho. Remember, all of this, the purpose of this is to practice. So it's important that we're, as we go along, we have to be putting this into practice. All of us have already learned this in childhood, and ye sab kiya hua hai, aisi koi nayi baat nahi ho rahi. Lekin taake hamara wuzu theek ho, to ibadat theek ho. So it's important whatever we're learning, we put it into practice, inshallah. Also about the israf, the point of israf, we talked about how much water Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to. Did anybody start becoming cautious about this? Thoda sa, you know, we put it into practice that okay, now if not exactly, then thoda to kam kar sakte, right? Even when we brush our teeth, the water is running. So these are ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will ask us. So inshallah. So we'll continue. One important question, you see, the point number one is about Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah having the knowledge of hadith. The reason I brought this here is when we get into fiqh and we start following the fiqh of Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, a lot of these common questions, you'll face them in different areas. They're very famous questions. And this is not to rebuke somebody or to fight with them. But a lot of people, because they don't find narrations of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, they'll bring this question up that maybe he's so expert in fiqh, maybe he didn't know about hadith. And you'll find Imam Malik rahimahullah's, you'll find in Muwatta Malik, you know, a hadith that he compiled, Musnad Ahmad, Imam Ahmad rahimullah, Imam Shafi's. So, but Imam Abu Hanifa, his main focus was about fiqh. He did have expertise in hadith as well, but he did not transfer those hadiths that he had learned, he had not transferred them to others. That means teach it to others. Instead, he focused on establishing the fiqh. So when people make i'tiraz or they make a question that you follow the fiqh of Abu Hanifa, he did not know, rahimullah, he did not know about hadith. That's an incorrect accusation. We should know, remember these answers are for our satisfaction. So we should know that this individual was expert in hadith and in fiqh, but these are two different fields. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he chose to establish the fiqh more because that had not been done yet. There are people already collecting hadith, so he thought that it will be more important to stabilize and to categorize the fiqh. So pura fiqh ki jo tadween hai, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi ka zyada dhyan is taraf raha. Iska matlab ye nahi tha ki aapko hadithon ke bare mein nahi pata. This is a big accusation made from people who don't follow fiqh. And Hafiz ibn Abdul Barr, he's a Maliki alim. He wrote a biography of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, and he said about the time when he was about to pass away. When Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah was about to pass away, he called his son and he told him that I have memorized 500,000 ahadith. And he said, I'm going to give you some nasihat. And it's a long story, but from that we also know that scholars at that time knew that he had memorized many ahadith. The example of this is like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu, right? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was with Rasulullah, his best friend. But do we find that many narrations from Abu Bakr on Abi Bakr? Not that many. But you'll find Abi Huraira and Ibn Abbas and Ibn Masud. These people had taken their time, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, over 5,000 narration. And he says that I did not do anything else. Mera kaam hi yehi tha ki aapse sam ke saath utna, baithna, bas hadithen jama karna. Whereas Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he focused more towards the khilafah than taking the stand after Rasulullah. So responsibilities are different. So Imam Hanifa rahimahullah, this does not mean did not know about hadith, but we should know exactly that the people we are following, they were expert in hadith and fiqh as well, but they chose to give preference to fiqh because of the need of that time. Now, getting back to about wudu, we have covered up, alhamdulillah, the faraiz and the sunnats. I'll just make a small diagram. We can also test how this is working. So, let's say that. Okay. No, it's missing a little bit. Fingers he got. So, okay, so we have wudu on top. Just to keep in our mind, we have covered al-faraiz. We covered wazu ke jo faraiz hain, wo pure ho gaye. I'll just write in Arabic. We should get, kind of acquainted with the Arabic language as well. This says al-faraiz. So, faraiz we had four, okay? Then we have the sunnats. How many did we do? Do we remember? Yeah, some books have pointed out 10, some have said 13, 15. The reason is some scholars, they take mustahab and they add it with the sunnah, that if you do it, it's okay, if not, no problem. But in the book we are doing, they mentioned 15. Then we have what we're going to do right now, makruhat. Those things that are disliked. Okay. So the reason I'm writing this is because to get a diagram in our mind, al-makruhat. So makruhat is the disliked actions. A lot of people, they take it lightly, that it's only makruh, leave it. Remember, these are stepping stones that get us to major sins. Jab makruh cheezon mein aadmi padhta hai, to phir usse bade gunah bhi hote hain. And if we stay away from makruh, Allah will keep us from haram as well, right? So makruh acts in wudu, doing everything against sunnat. Ek banda janbujh ke sunnat ke khilaf karta hai, to it's disliked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only likes things done in the way of his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? So everything that a person does according to sunnah, it brings beauty into the amal. Khubsurat bana dete. Aur agar sunnat ke khilaaf ho, what happens is disliked, na pasandida amal. So in wudu, then we have doing things with the left hand, you're supposed to do it with right. A person does it with the left, it will become makruh. To sit in a dirty place, right? Now you know that it's a dirty place, the water will splash back and you can become najas and you will have to clean the clothes. Ek masle ke bajaye dusre aur masle bhi khade hote hain. To makruh ye bhi hai ki gandi jagah pe baith ke wuzu karna, wuzu ke dauran baat karna, to talk during the wudu. Now it can be good things or bad things. Remember, the wudu itself is a form of ibadat. So is dauran hame duaein padhni hai, is dauran Allah ke taraf dhyan karna. So at this time, no giving dawah, no salam, no that. But when people walk into a wudukhana, if they're giving salam, then okay, go ahead and give the salam, give the reply, because the person, he might feel offended. But we should not do it ourselves. That if somebody is busy in the wudu, then let him finish his wudu. He will finish it with the sunnahs, he'll finish it with focus. All the 15 actions that we had talked about during the sunnat of wudu, if a person goes against that, then what happens is that the action becomes makruh. So when it comes to others, it's important that we encourage them. Dusron ke upar jo hai kisi bhi cheez ki sakhti nahi karni chahiye, apne upar sakhti. The Quran says la tukallaf illa nafsaka wa harridil mu'minin. Mukallaf banaye to apne aap ko, dusron ke liye unko pyar mohabbat se samjhaye. That's the rule in our deen, that we do not push. Oh, we saw somebody doing something like a makruh act in wudu, now we go after the person. It's important that we learn our akhlaq, that as we go along with knowledge, we have to combine it with the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah. So as the deen gets weaker, you'll find people doing makruh acts. Very generally, you'll find people doing makruh. So it's important that we make decision that inshallah, if it's somebody like my child or somebody I can speak to, I should train him, do it in front of the child, so that he does it accordingly. And if it's an elderly person, we let the imam or somebody in charge tell them that pyar mohabbat se kisi tarah se inhe samjhaye. And these are those type of programs that these problems can be fixed. So if we know somebody who doesn't do their wudu correctly, we know somebody who hasn't learned about the wudu, we ask them to come in these programs, right? We love this for ourselves, so we should love it for our brothers as well. So wo is cheez pe jab sunenge to khud hi se insaan ko theek karne ki taufeeq mil jayegi. So as far as the makruhat are concerned, if a person, tilka hududullahi fala taqrabuha, Allah has put those guidelines, so Allah said to stay away from those borders. And that's what the makruh acts are, that if you go too close to the border, you'll fall over into haram. So we stay away from the disliked acts, and this way we'll be in the safe zone. So about the makruhat, we have covered in the 15 sunnats that if any of those acts, we go against those acts, a person will become, his wudu would become makruh. And what does that mean? That the reward that we're supposed to get, jitna sawab milna tha, ab usme kami aati jayegi, kami aati. Ek makruh kiya, dusra makruh kiya, sari sunnat hi chhoda hai, to ab kya hoga? Sirf farais karne se wudu to ho gaya, lekin wo khubsurat wudu nahi bana. Aur khubsurat nahi bana, to ab uske sawab nahi aayenge. So it's important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying alladhi khalaq al-maut wal-hayat liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. Ahsan amal. So ahsan amal is to make it beautiful, and the best way to make it beautiful is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So any makruh acts, we make up our mind that inshallah I won't even go close to it. You see, cleaning the nose with the right hand, now this is something small, we don't understand this, but we should do it anyways because it's disliked. So we should stay away from cleaning our nose with the right hand, but use the left. For any dirty actions, Rasulullah would use his left hand. As far as sticking to when we are in environments, I just want to mention a few things before we go for. When we are in other environments and we're making wudu, somebody is watching us in the rest area, and some, it becomes difficult. You know, we have a problem from inside. We don't want to do everything. We want to get done fast. Nobody should see me. But from inside, we should have confidence that we are on haq, right? We are not people who are committing crimes, right? So, jab andar se aadmi agar chor bana rahega, to sab ke सामने छुपने का मिजाज बनेगा. पर दिल से ये बात हो कि मैं तो हक पर हूँ और मैं ये इसलिए कर रहा हूँ ताकि अल्लाह राजी हो. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be pleased no matter what. So if a person is giving us their dirty look, they're standing there, people are there, we have to do it even in that case. But if it's possible to do it in another situation, then go there and do it. But we cannot leave wudu and the acts of Islam because of what people think around us. And it is said about Colonel Saab. Colonel Saab was a Purana Sati in Dawat from Canada. Many people accepted Islam on his hand. So he was doing wudu one time and he put his foot into the faucet. The person next to him gave him a dirty look that, you know, what is this guy doing? So he told him that, how many times you wash your face? He said, I wash in the morning once or twice. He said that my feet are cleaner than your face. I wash them 5 times in a day. So if I put them here, you should not feel dislike because your face is not as clean. My feet are cleaner than your face. So the elders had confidence that who cares what people think? I am on haq and I should be able to do what's right in every situation. And these are the points of da'wat when we are around other people. The non-Muslim will see that why is this person in so much cold weather? Who is he washing his feet for? Why is he doing this? Questions will arise. And there's so many stories where people's lives change because they see the amal of Islam. They're not just about bayans, that the amal, the practical way of Islam itself is da'wat. So when we pray in public, we do wudu in public, even if there's actions that we feel dislike, we do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Later on, you'll feel so good. Later on, you'll be proud of yourself that alhamdulillah, what I did was right. Now, a question that arises a lot is not knowing. If we did not know about wudu, we've been doing it wrong for a very long time. So what's the answer to that? Not knowing is not a valid excuse. Agar ye koi kehta na ki mujhe nahi pata tha, to ab tak jo hua wo ho gaya. That's not really comes under in accordance with the Sharia, that not knowing is not an excuse. So that's why it's very dangerous, even if we are at, you know, at 40 or 50 and we have been performing wudu and we're learning now, it's a completely different form. I have to fix it right away and make a stiff. If I know which salats I have done with the wrong wudu, I have to make them up. Let's say there was farais, I did not know about how to wash the feet. I was leaving my ankle out, or I was leaving my elbow out. Ab faraz hi pura nahi hua. So isme ye nahi hoga ki chhode jo ho gaya ho gaya. Aage dekh. If we remember how many salat we have prayed, you have to make them up. So isliye not knowing, that's why we have number 4, to understand that with all the resources and technological advancements to attain knowledge today, not knowing isn't a valid excuse. So this calls for neglectfulness, ghaflat. And about kuffar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They know everything about the dunya, but about akhirah, completely ghafil. They have no idea. So we are Muslims. We are people who have answers because Rasulullah has given us, and we cannot put ourselves in the state of neglect. That means not knowing. We have, agar koi jahalat hai dimag mein, to usse pooch kar, research kar, malum kiya jaye. That's not an uzr that, oh, I didn't know. So we're moving forward now into, inshallah, I'll just explain it without this. We're going into the nawaqidul wudu, those things that break the wudu. And this is also very important to understand. The very first thing is anything exiting from the private parts. Sharamgah se koi cheez ka nikalna. Now, especially the youngsters who are here, those who are about to hit puberty, we have to listen carefully that these are important facts that we learn about Islam. Anything exiting from al-khuruj min as-sabilain. In Arabic, they're called sabilain, the two ways. Pishab ke zariye ya pakhane ke zariye. Dono raston se koi cheez agar nikal jaye, to wuzu toot jata. That's point number one. Remember, about nawaqidul wudu, these are those things, if they occur, the wudu is gone. That means the person, he goes in the state of hadase asghar. Now he has to make wudu in order to get purified. So the first point is, now that does not mean it's only for urination and defecation. That means for anything that comes out. There are people that have, unfortunately because of a disease, something else might come out. Worms have come out from people's body. And there are stones that come out. Anything that comes out from the sabilain, the two private parts, that will constitute that the wudu has nullified, it broke. Now, for the man and the young man, we have to understand that when it comes to the private parts, there are three types of liquids that come out. And there's no shame about it when it comes to the knowledge. We have to know exactly what are these things to identify what state I am in. The first one is called wadi. It's called wadi. Wadi is the drops that come out after a person urinates. We use the bathroom, and sometimes if you come out really quick and you stand up, you'll notice that drops have come out, right? And we all have to be very honest about ourselves that if this has happened, then the wudu breaks just because of, what is that? That is also in the state, that is also urine. That is the same ruling as urine. So jo qatre pishab ke baad insaan se kharij hote hain, wo qatre bhi pishab ke hukum mein hai. So let's say we used the bathroom, we did wudu. After wudu, we felt some drops come out. वो इसी तरह है जैसे पेशाब निकल गया, उसी का हुक्म है. So if those drops have come out, we should go and check. Some people have a problem with the wasawis, that they feel, they just keep feeling that something happened. So we should check our clothes, it's nothing wrong. It's good to even put a tissue to make sure that if something has come out on the tissue, you'll know that something has come out. So if that has happened, then we have to do wudu again. It happened in salat and the salat breaks. So this, because the wudu breaks because of it. So the first thing is called wadi. I think I should just put it up here. English mein likh deta na. Pehle likhna aa jaye, is pe phir dekhenge English mein likhe. Yeah, I should just have to get used to this. So the first one was called wadi. All right, so let me just do this quickly. So the ruling for that is just as urination. जैसे पेशाब आदमी को आता है, अगर कतरे भी बाद में आए तो वजू टूट जाता है. The second one is called mazi. And again, it's nothing to be embarrassed of. We have to learn this. This is for the male especially, that this happens. This liquid is what comes out when a person becomes aroused. This is before ejaculation. Shahwat jab mard ki jaag uthti hai, to us waqt kuch pani nikalta hai sharamgah se. Right? So that is called madhi. Madhi. So in Arabic, it would be something like this. Meem, dal, like that. So madhi is colorless, is white, and it's not thick. So we have to understand that if this has happened, right? When would this happen? Let's see. If a person has thoughts about, you know, getting married or about being intimate towards his wife, this happens, right? We get aroused and then water comes out. That water is called madhi. And if that comes out, then wudu again has broken. वजू इसे टूट जाता है. मर्जी के जो कतरा शहवत के हालत में जो निकलते हैं, इट्स कॉल्ड प्री इजैकुलेटरी फ्लूइड. इट्स बिफोर इजैकुलेशन. सो जब आदमी के शहवत जाग उठती है, उसके बाद जो तरी नजर आए शर्मगाह पर, उस पर उसको मर्जी कहते हैं. सो बिकॉज ऑफ दैट ऑल्सो इट्स प्री सिमन. सो वन आई शुड टाइप इट लेटर इंशाल्लाह, लर्न हाउ टू. एंड both of these, wudu now has broken. So when this happens, we have to clean that area as well. ठीक है, कतरे अगर निकले पेशाब के, on that place you have to wash. And if it gets on the clothes have to be washed. Similarly, madhi, the area of the najasat has to be washed. The clothes and the part itself. And then we have mani, right? This is the third one. This is what we call the man, the sperm or the semen. This is at the time of ejaculation, the thick liquid that comes out from the male organs. Ye bahut zyada thick hota hai, it's white, right? So for all of us, we should know what state we are in. If this happens, then ghusl becomes farz. Okay, so automatically wudu is also broken. ठीक है, ये तीन चीज़ें हैं जो मर्दों को कम अज़ कम याद रहनी चाहिए. सो इफ़ वी फील एनी काइंड ऑफ वेटनेस, वी शुड ऑलवेज गो एंड हेड एंड चेक. एंड एज वी ग्रो टवर्ड्स प्यूबर्टी, दिस कैन हैपन इन डिफरेंट स्टेज. वेट ड्रीम्स हैपन. व्हाट आर वेट ड्रीम्स? व्हेन वी वेक अप आफ्टर हैविंग अ वेरी इंटीमेट ड्रीम एंड नाउ देयर इज वेटनेस, यू हैव टू टेक अ शावर. एंड दैट इंशाल्लाह वी आर गोना डिस्कस इन द गुस्ल पार्ट. बट फॉर वुदू, इवन इफ वी हैव सीन समथिंग और वी थॉट अबाउट समवन, राइट, एंड देयर इज वाटर हैज कम आउट, then wudu has broken. Okay, wadi, we take our time in the bathroom. That's what happens when we come out really quickly. Later on, some drops come out and they're called wadi. They're also same as urine. If that comes out, wudu is gone. And then we have the mani, and that what makes the fard ghusl come on an individual. That's at ejaculation, when a person is with his wife or has a wet dream. Any questions related to this part? And then we'll go to the next one. ठीक है, ये तो ठीक समझ में आ गई बात सर, इंशाल्लाह. I see some people looking down. There's no reason to be embarrassed on these things. Ilm ke maamle mein sharmana nuksan de.
Some people like have a disease or something.
Yes.
So they have to change every time cloth or wuzu.
So the question is that if a person has disease, then what should they do? If it happens so often, right, drops are coming, abhi wudu kiya phir khutra hai, abhi wudu kiya phir. So it's not enough time where you can make wudu and even pray 2 rakat. Itna waqt bhi nahi ho pa raha. It's not enough duration that you can make wudu and pray 2 rakat. Then you are allowed to, you are considered mazur. Shariat ke tarif mein aap mazur hoye. So jab aap mazur hoge, to waqt ke lihaz se aapne wudu karna hai. Fajr ka waqt dakhil hua, aapne wudu kiya. Ab zuhr ke waqt tak puri jitni ibadat karna chahe kar le, qatra nikalte rahenge, usse dhona hai, sirf wudu nahi karna. So if a person is mazur, he is a different ruling. This is general. So it's a different from zuhr to from fajr to zuhr, he will stay in wudu in the definition of sharia. Then we have zuhr time enters, so the previous wudu will break and he has to make another wudu that will go up to asr. ठीक है, अब उसके दौरान अगर So your question is about going to the bathroom?
No, I'm just saying like the ruling you're saying.
Yes.
Say like you take the fajr time.
Yeah, this is for drops coming out, right? So drops don't come out, we don't go to the bathroom every time. For drops come out when any time. If you have a disease, it will leak out. You're not going to the bathroom every time. So if you're... Ji?
If we go to use the bathroom, then...
Yes, so if he use the bathroom, right? And then he goes ahead and makes wudu. Now we'll see the next time that he has enough to make the 2 rakat or not. If it's still not enough time, then you're mazur again. If you keep on going to the bathroom 10 times in like a few minutes, then you're mazur, right? Is that clear or is the question different? अगर बार बार हो रहा है, इतना ज़्यादा हो रहा है कि आप 2 रकात भी नहीं पढ़ सकते, वुज़ू भी नहीं करके और 2 रकात भी नहीं पढ़ सकते, तो आप माजूर हो गए. अब माजूर हो गए तो फिर नमाज के वक्त के लिहाज से आपकी तहारत चलेगी. इट्स नॉट अबाउट हाउ मेनी टाइम्स यू हैव ब्रोकन इट. Okay, so the next point is about blood, pus, or any of those liquids that come out from the body, if they come out to the extent where they start flowing. So, khun nikla aur wo apni jagah se hat gaya, itna nikla ke behne laga. Rasulullah said, al-wudu min kulli damin sa'ilin, that there's wudu from every flowing blood. So when blood comes out and it flows, pus comes out, it flows. So our wudu has broken now. So it'll cover all the different scenarios that can happen. Blood is coming out, we take a bandage or we take a cotton and we stop it, and it comes again, we stop it. So if it's coming so much that if we didn't stop it, it would be flowing. So it's still the same amount, then it breaks. Isi tarah bandage aapne lagaya, patti lagai, phir bhi wo nikal raha hai, ruk nahi raha. So that means the wudu, every time it flows out, it's going to break. So we keep the bandage on and we'll be doing masha on the bandage in order to stop such things. But every time it flows out, then the wudu breaks. Similarly, injections, right? If there's blood taken out of the body, जब खून निकाला जाता है, चाहे वो बहे नहीं बहे, वजू टूट जाता है. Because you're taking out, it's possible you're giving someone else blood, right? So it's coming out from one body and it's going to another. So once it comes out of this body, that means enough has come and out to flow. So now wudu has broken. Is that clear? So giving the blood also, it breaks the wudu. Yes, brother is asking about blood flowing on the fast. No, it's a wudu need today. Ji, boli. Did somebody say? Yes.
On your clothes, if you see the blood, what is the size of the blood that you see? If it's
It has to be that enough that it moves from a place. Like it's coming out, even if it's a small dot. It's coming out, ubhar raha hai. To iska matlab woh itna ho gaya ki apni jagah se ab. Kapde pe laga hai, to dekhenge kitna laga hai. Itna hai ki agar nahi lagta to beh jata, to bhi toot gaya. Jaise aapne tissue laga diya foran. Phir aap. No. That will come in the clothing, inshallah, in the taharat of the clothing, that there is a size to see how much the najasat is on the clothes. So, isme ye hai ke nikalna aur apni jagah se hat jana, beh jana, ya itna nikal jaye ke agar na roken to beh jaye. So, all of that will be covered, that if it comes out and flows from its place of origin, then the wudu has broken. Then we have vomiting with the mouthful. Muh bhar ke agar kya aa jaye. What does it mean by mouthful? That it's difficult to hold it in. Itna ho gaya ke rok hi nahi sak raha. To ab kya karenge? Ab wudu toot gaya. Aur if it's phlegm, agar balgam hai to usse wudu nahi tootta. So we should see that when it comes out, that is it just phlegm or is it actual food or blood or whatever the case may be. To muh bhar ke ho gaya, ulti honi chahiye, qay honi chahiye muh bhar ke, to phir the wudu will break. Number 4 is about sleeping. Now, sleeping, whether regularly on our bed, laying down, or we have taken such support that if that support is moved, we'll fall down. Aisa teka laga hai ki wo teka agar hata diya jaye to gir jayega. To usme bhi wudu toot jata hai. Now you will see some people have mastered like a special way, especially in jamaat, a lot of people they sit for hours. So they would sit like this, like Mushtaq sahab is sitting like that, and drop their head down and sit there. Now they do fall asleep for a little bit, but they are not taking support from any side. So in the definition, it does not come under sleeping. So that's why the wudu does not break. It's not a good act to do that because anything can happen, you don't know, and you might have touched someone or someone touched you, you got the little bit of support and it broke. So these things are not recommended, but a lot of people, you see them in bayan, they're sitting and they're even snoring, and then the iqamat happens, they get up and start praying, right? So we should know very carefully that that person, he knows the masla, that's why he's doing it, but it's not the recommended thing to do. Ye karna nahi chahiye waise. When they say about sleeping, istirkha ul mafasil, that means the joints become loose. I'm supporting myself on this chair and I fall asleep, now my joints will become loose. And that's how we know that this is the definition of sleeping. Ye jab aadmi ke jor jo hain dheele pad jate hain, kisi cheez ka sahara aise liye ke wo sahara hata diya jaye to gir jayega, to phir jo hai wuzu toot jata hai. Okay, the next point here is about losing consciousness and conscious behosh ho jana. Now this can happen in many ways. We got hit on the head, behosh ho gaye, right? Or any other reasons. Akal insan ki kaam karna chhod de. You don't know what's happening, what time is it, you're gone. So another thing that can happen is when a person becomes drunk, right? Intoxicated, mind is completely akal ke upar khumar aa jata hai, insan ko samajh mein nahi aata ke kya ho raha hai. So if the just drinking itself, we should know that it's haram, we know that already. So Rasulullah has said a person who drinks lam yaqbalullahu salatahu 40 sabahan, for 40 days his salat is not being accepted. Now that does not mean he's not going to pray, right? He has to still pray, but Rasulullah has said that that's one of the punishment. Another thing is that if he makes tawbah, Allah will forgive him. But first time, second time, third time, the hadith says after 4 times making tawbah, now he's still doing it, then Allah will make him drink the pus of the Jahannamis on the day of Jannah. So this is very, very severe, like innama al-khamru wal-maisir wal-ansab rijsum min amali shaitan. This is a trap of shaitan. So first of all, we should be avoiding the whole case, that I'm not in that case. But if somebody, just to know for our knowledge, that if a person is drunk, just by drinking the alcohol, his wudu does not break. Just by drinking, he's doing a haram act. That's why we're learning those things. This wudu toot hai. Mumai شراب ڈالنے سے وضو نہیں ٹوٹتا منہ جو ہے ناپاک ہو جاتا ہے Now, how do we understand that? That in one ayat it says یا ایلودی آمنو انم الخمر والمیسر والانصاب رجسم من عمل الشیطان That this is actually a trap of shaitan and it impurifies That means whatever area it has touched that area will become najis As far as wudu is concerned, the wudu is still intact. But once this person loses his aqal, then it comes under loss of consciousness. ٹھیک ہے نا تو جب عقل گئی اب اس نے اتنا پی لیا کہ آپ کو کچھ سمجھ میں نہیں آ رہا تو اب جب عقل سے کچھ سمجھ میں نہیں آتا تو پھر اس وجہ سے وضو ٹوٹے گا دا ادر تھنگ ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ ہیئر از دیٹ اف دیر از ادر تھنگز آف انٹاکسیکیشن ون وی سے خمر جو قرآن حدیث میں شراب کی بات آتی ہے خمر استعمال ہوتا سو خمر از سم تھنگ وچ از میڈ فرام grapes and dates at the time of Rasulullah SSM those who used to drink from the Quraysh and Mushrikeen so that's what it was to keep in the water grape and dates ke khajur aur angur ke zariye se jo banaya jata hai wo aata hai khamar ke maane mein ke uska ek qatra bhi chale jaye to haram hai that we cannot even have it. So other point is that if it's something else jaise you know there's beer there's different things that have alcohol but they're not khamar so that will mean that they become haram once it intoxicates the mind Rasulullah in one ayat it says la taqrabu salata wa antum sukara don't come close to salat and you are intoxicated tum nashe mein ho to namaz ke kareeb mat aao right the ayat says it very clearly so loss of the aql that's the point of where the wudu is breaking but the action itself is haram so a person will have to make toba purify his mouth and then get back to his salat loss of consciousness can be like I said بیوش ہو جانا کوئی بھی صورت ہو کہ آدمی کی عقل چلی جائے number 6 is insanity جنون madness کوئی آدمی یہ بھی it's similar to losing your consciousness you go crazy basically right a person goes mad he loses his عقل in that way that جنون ہو جائے he becomes insane the intellectual قوت is gone so this person his وضو is gone as well جی 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 سو پرسن جو پاگل ہو جاتا ہے وہ مکلف نہیں رہتا ہے مکلف مینس ٹو بی اکاؤنٹیبل ان فرنٹ آف اللہ سو ٹو بی اکاؤنٹیبل یو ہیو ٹو بی اڈلٹ یو ہیو ٹو بی مسلم یو ہیو ٹو بی عاقل کہتے ہیں نا عاقل بالغ مسلمان دیٹس دا کنڈیشنز فار آلموسٹ ایوری عبادت دیٹ یو ہیو ٹو نو واٹس گوئنگ آن سو مسلمان بھی ہے اور عاقل بھی ہے کہ عقل کام کر رہی ہے اگر پاگل ہو جائے آدمی تو مکلف نہیں رہتا ہے تو وضو بھی ٹوٹ گیا جی
So going back to the alcohol issue, you know, when you go to a doctor, you're getting a shot or you're getting a blood check and they use alcohol wipe on you. So does that mean that part of your body has become...
If they give medicine which has alcohol, we should ask them to not give that. If
alcohol wipes.
If the alcohol itself, the medicinal alcohol that's used to stop any kind of bleeding, that it's no problem with that. There's no intoxication. There's no issue because that's just the chemical that's being used to stop the whatever wound there is. As far as khamar, inshallah, when this point comes up, it's coming in our tafsir as well. Yes, anunaka anil khamri wal mith define exactly that khamar is taken from dates and grapes the other forms of alcohol it's a chemical so it has to be seen that how much is used to intoxicate the mind if it's a very small amount in some cases scholars would allow it that this person's body needs it they do allow it but they would never come to khamar as being allowed even for a drop because that's clear in the hadith that it's haram and in the ayat of the Quran as well
The perfume alcohol is also
yes so if perfume has alcohol we are allowed to use it does not break the wudu and it as scholars have written a detailed fatwa is that it goes away it doesn't even stay wo ud jata hai to is wajah se iska koi taluq nahi hai wuzu tootne se
how about the
smoking is like we mentioned in the tafsir makruh tahrimi act is bad for the health is not in, but wuzu nahi tootta is the problem with smoking is hurting the angels and everything when we come into the masjid first of all our responsibility is to take care of our health right secondly coming into the masjid one is we harmed ourselves now we're harming the people around us we're harming the angels we're harming every person and this is a problem in our masjid we know that everyone knows who these these people are. Naam lene ki bhi zarurat nahi hai, inshallah. Jab ye baat aati hai, woh zehen mein aata hai. So it's important that we work. Inshallah, we've been doing it for 50 years. So ab to koshish karein aisa aisa ke is cheez ko kam karna hai, kam az kam masjid mein na ho, masjid ke saamne na ho. I'll do it in my backyard. I wouldn't do it in the masjid, because if anybody is coming for the first time to the masjid and he sees people standing on the corner and smoking, so it looks more like a club than the masjid and the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So it is a bad impression all over the place. Ji, wait, koi pooch raha hai. Ji.
There was a question regarding alcohol in cough syrup.
In what?
Majority of the cough syrup that we
ji.
Has got some amount of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Is that permissible?
When we use alcohol for medical reasons, it has to be at a point where there's no other alternative. So in cough syrups, you should look. Some of them don't have it. So we should take the one that's not, because that the alcohol, if there is an alternative, then it will not be allowed. So agar uska koi mutaradif hai, koi aur cheez hai jise istemal kar sakte hain, to phir nahi karna chahiye. Agar ye ke koi aur cheez nahi, and we have to use it, doctors have prescribed, sehat ka masala, then yes, it will be.
Follow up question to that would be that if I find two syrups, one is with alcohol, without alcohol.
Yes.
The one without alcohol does not affect me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One with the alcohol affects me.
Right.
My body. Then in that case.
Yes, very good question. So in these kind of cases, before it becomes a question, we have to take it to the doctor, whoever is checking us, whoever has prescribed. So he is going to say, you have to take this or else this harm will happen. So the fatwa will be based on the need. So what happens is, if the doctor says you have to use this, and we say, oh, I cannot because I'm a Muslim, I have to use this different one, so he'll give an alternative. But if he says, no, your body needs this at this time, it could harm you in this way, this way, this way, so the amount of need is now increasing. So when it comes as a question that I have to, my doctor has said, then yes, flexibility will come according to the need. But you know, I have seen youngsters, unfortunately, in other countries as well, that they drink cough syrup just to get high, to get intoxicated, and they'll drink even two bottles at once, right? So this is something we have to be, it's better to avoid because it can become something else.
What's up? Another follow-up question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So similarly, like the doctor could tell you need to take vitamins.
Vitamins?
Yes. Ingredients that are not halal, so what do you do?
They are halal alternatives, so we cannot use those. You cannot use the vitamins, because vitamins is an extra energy supplement. So there are many, many alternatives. There's even herbs now that can be used for other vitamins. So a little more research on this, and Allah subhanahu, and we have to ask Allah, Ya Allah, keep me away from haram. The Sahaba, if one thing goes in there, they would push it out. Even though it was allowed, okay, you ate it already, they would put water in, push it out. Then Rasulullah has said that the body part which is nourished by haram will not go into Jannah. Right? So he said, okay, now who knows, once it goes in, how much energy I'm getting from that haram. So the Sahaba would think at that level. So we can at least look for alternatives and stay away from it, inshallah. We have, the next one is about laughing out loud in Salat. Now this is very important as well, that there was an incident that took place at the time of Rasulullah. Someone in the Salat, somebody who was not in the Salat making wudu, they tripped and fell into a well. And some of the Sahaba, I guess who were the younger ones in the back, they started to laugh. And after the Salah, Rasulullah had said, "Man kana zahika minhum and yu'id al-salah wa yu'id al-wudu." A person, whoever has laughed in the Salat, he should go ahead and redo his wudu and redo his Salat. That means it's not just the Salat that's breaking, that his wudu is breaking as well. And this is not something which is logical. Like, what did he do that's impure? But this is zajran. Scholars have said this is actually a punishment, that this person is in Salat and he's doing something so careless that he's laughing out loud. In Salat, we are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That should be the mindset, because Rasulullah has said that a person is very close to Allah. When he goes in sajda, then there is no other position that's close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in that state, now if I'm laughing, right? Such a disrespectful act. So that's why it's not just the Salat will break, wudu will break as well. Then we have the last one, which is everything which causes ghusl. We're going to go into the ghusl to become fard, like I said about money coming out. Now that the wudu, you have to make ghusl now, but wudu is automatically broken. Similarly, anything that makes the ghusl fard, then it will automatically break the wudu as well. So that these are all those points that are included. Now there are common things that come up. Let's say a person has looked at someone who is naked, right? He's misused the eyes, or we looked at, we misused the ears, we listened to music, or we played something which is wrong, like in Deen, to play cards. You know, there are some games that have been mentioned clearly in a hadith, they're not good to do. So this, some people, they think I have to do wudu because of committing a sin. It's good to do wudu after we have done a sin. It's scholars have said it's mustahab because it will remove the ill effects of the sin that took place, the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So وَيَدْرَعُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ, the quality of the believers that they remove their bad deeds with their good deeds. So we use the wudu to remove the ill effects. So agar koi guna kar liya aadmi ne aur wo in cheezon mein se nahi hai, wudu nahi toota, namaz phir bhi pad sakte hain, lekin mustahab ye hai ki wudu kar le, kisi wajah se aankhon ka galat istemal, kaanon ka, zuban, kisi ko gaali de di, kisi ki ghibat kar di, right? This happens so regularly, right? So we have to be careful. Okay, now I should just go ahead and do another wudu, because I have basically, when it comes to spirituality, that's like eating the flesh of your brother, right? Dead brother, right? So that's how bad ghibat is. Similarly, any of the sins that come, it's mustahab to do wudu. Now there's water that comes out sometimes without pain. You know, when we yawn, sometimes water comes out of the eyes, right? That does not break the wudu. Crying, the water comes out, does not break the wudu. Similarly, if water comes out of the ears. Now, if any of the exits of a person's body, if water comes out, it has to be because of pain, and it has to be because of some problem inside, not just leftover water from the shower or something like that. But it's good to show the doctor. If they say you have a problem, the water comes out, that water, if it comes out of pain or a wound, yes, it does break the wudu. It breaks the wudu. Isi tarah khujli dane ho jate hain, right? So when we scratch a lot, and if the pus comes out, that we already mentioned point two, that pus is coming out, it breaks the wudu. So these are common things that are not mentioned as much, but we should keep in mind that if because of some pain and some wound, any water comes out of the body, from the navel or from the ears, on unexpected places, then yes, again the wudu breaks. For sisters, they should remember that breastfeeding, it does not break the wudu. Ji. Ji. So breastfeeding does not break the wudu. Some have asked about, you know, when they wash, change the diaper, and we have to touch najasat of this child, that also does not break the wudu. You just have to clean your hands and the wudu will still be intact. Ji.
Cracking a joke, which is,
It will depend on what type of So the question is to say something dirty, or to crack a joke which is dirty. Yes, any type of misuse of the tongue. Now this can hurt someone's feelings, and to say a lie to make people laugh, also that's a problem. So we have to stick to these things in order to beautify our amal. And all of these actions, they bring make our deen firm. Our wudu is solid now. Now our salat is similarly, all the chapters that we'll be covering. Now last time we talked about makeup. So our sisters should be listening that if I have a salat coming up, I should not be putting on makeup that again I have to wash it, and then shaitan will make it difficult for me to now pray whenever you just did all these hours of makeup. You know, there was a story about a bridal that she at the time of her marriage, the makeup was being done for 200,000 rupees. 2 lakh rupees ka makeup uspe karana. So usne sabse shikayat ki ke mujhe to namaz mein, she said, I have to pray Isha, and they're making me, you know, they're dressing me up from Maghrib time, and whatever is going to happen. So by being firm, then solutions come out. So what she did, she washed that makeup, 2 lakh rupay ka makeup usne dho diya tha ke Isha ki namaz par se. So everyone was upset with her. It's a very famous story. And then what happened when she prayed Isha, she went into sajda and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took her soul away. She passed away. So that was the last moments of her life, and she made the correct decision. Agar dusron ki khushi mein pade rahe to kya hota hai, apne deen ka nuksan karte. So what happened for our sisters who are listening as well, be very careful about this, that we schedule ourselves that not because of my makeup. These are small things. We're dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if a problem comes, if I have a problem with Allah, that is a bigger problem. Dunya bhi gayi, akhirat bhi gayi. And if people of this world, they think bad of me, but Allah is happy, then it's okay, inshallah. It's only temporary. So all of these things that we are learning, inshallah, the niyat should be to put it into practice. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to put it in. Ji, bolye. Yes, yes.
Regarding the makruh of wudu, they say that when you are doing wudu in your house, in the sink there is a mirror in front of you. You need to look into the mirror, that makes you wudu.
So looking into the mirror while doing wudu, no problem, we can do it, and that's not a makruh act. Looking, remember, the mirror itself, a lot of us have this problem, we're looking into the mirror again and again and again. See, that's also an issue. Ek bimari hoti hai, bar bar shishe mein dekhna. This is a bimari, you know. A scholar, he said it nicely, he said, the mirror is there to look at our faults, to see what's wrong with us. It's not to just keep checking again and again that how do I look now, how do I look now, how do I look now. So in wudu as well, if we're doing all, that's a waste of time, and it develops a lot of ego in a person that, oh, look how nice I got ready, look how nice I look. So apni badai bhi se bar bar sheeshe mein dekhna bhi koi achhi baat nahi. Jab dekhen to dua padh le, what is the dua? Allahumma ahsan da khalqi fa ahsin khuluqi. Allah, you made me beautiful, so make my akhlaq beautiful as well, make my characteristics beautiful as well. Kara dein ya ye chalte rahenge inshallah.